said what?
All right, folks, Johnny Hero here on U105. One of my heroes down the line, it's Captain Sensible. How you doing, sir?
Hello, how's it going?
Yeah, you're in Portugal as we speak. Are you on a break? Do you live there now? Have you got a castle on the mountains? What happened?
I've got a modest apartment. My doctor told me to go out and get some sunshine because I think we're all vitamin D deficient living in Britain. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you need the sunshine, you get that seasonal depression. That's my excuse anyway. Here, we know you about you in the music, and we all know the Damned and the solo hits and everything that you've had. It's not quite well known about your political leanings. You were you formed the Blah Party, citing politics is dead.
Yes, I did. I used to work for the Labour Party, and I used to bang on people's doors and stuff when I was young. And when Blair came along, I was so disillusioned with what we ended up with. Instead of putting a brick through the TV screen every time he appeared on talking about weapons of mass destruction, I started my own semi-humorous kind of political party, but, you know, semi-serious as well. I just thought to myself, well, I mean, without getting overly political, you know, we spend so much money on, you know, defence, if you can call it defence. I mean, in Orwellian terms, I mean, really, it means war, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we spend so much dosh on that. I just thought that after, you know, the Berlin Wall went down and the USSR disappeared to a certain extent, I mean, we'd all be getting some sort of peace dividend, but that didn't appear because they invented some new bogeyman. So I just don't trust them at all. I think they're all in league with the arms manufacturers.
You could have a point, and it looks like they're, well, you know, fingers crossed, the way it's going in Russia at the minute, Ukraine, it could all kick off again.
Yeah, well, someone's rubbing their hands with glee, aren't they, you know?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I met you. I had a conversation with you in 1978, Hammersmith Odeon at the Sweet Gig.
Oh, wow.
I know, a long time ago, I was a young kid, and we'd spent all our money because to travel from Belfast on the train to London, and it was like, and then, whoa, there's Captain Sensible. You know, so I got your autograph then, and I still have it. So, you know, just, so you were a Sweet fan in the day?
100%. I mean, they were just magnificent, you know. Was it Brickies in Baco Foil, they used to call them,
That's right, yeah.
I mean, just, you know, now that we're so far away from the 70s, you know, in terms of years, it's really difficult to tell the difference if you listen to them without looking, you know, at the pictures of the bands, but between punk and glam, you know.
Yeah.
It's all loud guitars and kind of, you know, anthemic choruses, and, you know, it sounds pretty similar to me.
Yeah, but I was a real Sweet maniac. I really, really was, you know. That's why, so we made the trek to London. But it was, the added bonus, we met you, and Brian James was there as well. That was good crack.
All right.
Really good fun.
We didn't tap you for a beer, did we?
No, we were too busy just looking at you, you know, like, hero worshipping. That was it, you know, too busy drooling.
Blimey.
So, listen, the Damned, how many times have you all gone your separate ways and come back again? to the nearest 100, you know.
Yeah, all right, it's a fair cop. It's been a lot of volatile characters in the band over the years. I think that's probably to blame for it. Any one of us. I mean, I've witnessed so many punch-ups in the dressing rooms, and, you know. But you wouldn't want it any other way with the Damned, would you?
It adds to the whole mythology, you know, the whole legend, you know, because this is a band that sort of regularly have, you know, punch ups and arguments, but you're still held with great affection, in people's record collections, for instance, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
No, you really are. I mean, you mentioned the Damned. I mean, because in musical conversations, and I'll say this, and, you know, the Sex Pistols come up in conversation, and Sex Pistols are real marmite, I think, you know. People will love them, and quite a lot of the music establishment, no, don't like the Sex Pistols. But the Damned, I think everybody can find something from the Damned that they really, really like, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot more in there than just punk. Not that punk's a bad thing, you know, that we used to mix in psychedelia and I mean, there's a bit of pop in there, you know. I just was a big fan, such a big fan of, you know, Jimi Hendrix and some of the great stuff that went before us. It all ended up in there in a small measure, you know.
Yeah, I mean, very early on with New Rose and Neat and things, that was brilliant. But I really loved what you did to Eloise and then Alone Again Or, you know. So, and those pieces of music are poles apart.
Yeah, oh, great tunes though. I don't really approve of like Simon Cowell, you know, and these karaoke kind of shows that he purveys. But, you know, sometimes these wonderful old tunes do need reviving.
Yeah, you did. I mean, because I was a club DJ when Alone Again Or came out, and it was a dance floor favourite, but it opened. You know, the next thing we knew, there was people coming in with copies of the original and the original album. So you really did open doors for, you know, people to go and explore.
Yeah, you Arthur know? Lee and Love are magnificent. Everyone should have a copy of, the Capo or whatever in their record collection.
Yeah, should indeed. So who's in the lineup now, anyway?
Well, me and Dave and the rest of the guys have had this lineup, I think, for getting on for 10 years now.
Yeah.
It's a really good musical lineup, and you know, the new guys really do the material justice, and we're also really, you know, it's a happy bunch. I don't know if the audience, your audience, wants to hear that, to be quite honest, because the aforementioned punch-ups. But at least, you know, we do end up on stage every night, and we do play well. So you know, it's sometimes, you know, aggressiveness and punch-ups isn't everything.
Yeah, but the Damned were always about, you know, I suppose having fun as well, you know. I always thought, I mean, do you party as much as you used to?
Crikey, no.
Yeah.
I wish I could, you know, but I've got a very big birthday coming up in April that begins with a 6.
Oh, dear, right.
And, I still like my beer, but just not quite so much of it these days. I mean, the idea of doing a 24-hour kind of, you know, session, I mean, it's just never going to happen anymore.
Listen, if I had to do that, I'd have to book a fortnight off work, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's for some new young band to do that sort of thing. I hope they're doing it anyway, because it's blooming good fun. And all the beer's free. That's the great thing about being in a band. It's probably the reason why I did it in the first place.
Yeah, well, listen, your will is going to be sorely tested when you're in Belfast, 14th of March, because everybody's going to want to buy you a beer that night, telling you, you know? Because it's kicking into the St. Patrick's weekend as well, so that's when the celebrations all start. So you'll be in the middle of a big party anyway.
Right, yeah, I mean, we know Belfast well. We've been playing since the days of the Pound, you know.
Yeah.
I remember that crazy club. Yeah, they used to put the bands, when they were doing up, if they had a dressing room, I don't remember there being one, but I remember they used to put the bands in the beer cellar. I mean, what a stupid idea is that, you know, put a punk group in a beer cellar. I mean, how we ended up in stage at all, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so, Captain, your Beachmount Leisure Centre site, it's 14th of March. Really looking forward to coming over you. And, listen, thanks for speaking to us, mate.
Brilliant. Nice to chat to you.